Well, it may be business as usual in Sandton, but Western embassies have reiterated their terrorism warning. The South African government has, in the meantime, slammed the US for not having followed procedure when it issued the first warning. Sunday Times investigative journalist Graham Hoskin has more insight. Graham, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Okay, Graham, let's talk about this U.S. terror alert. I think it's very worrying. Let's first talk about the way the information was disseminated. Was that wrong? You know, I think wrong is the only word I can think of. Was the U.S. supposed to first contact Cyril, well, President Cyril Ramaphosa and his office before kind of letting the public know?
Well, one would expect it. I mean, it's given... You know, if you have a look at a terror attack and the people who are killed, it's not always the intended targets. Like, you know, in this case, say Americans who would be killed, it would also be South Africans, mainly South Africans who would be killed. I mean, the U.S. has said it was a direct threat to U.S. infrastructure and to U.S. citizens. But, I mean, there'd also be South Africans who would be injured, maimed, killed. So one would expect, given the working relationship that South Africa has with the U.S. authorities and the fact that we have cooperated before, that the message would be passed on to say, look, there's a problem. There's a potential terror threat that we're picking up through our channels and online chatter of systems that they monitor, and you guys need to do something. You know, the South African government has turned around and said, well, America's crying wolf so far because they haven't provided any evidence. I mean, you've had the minister and the presidency saying, you know, there's no evidence, nothing's been given. You had Deputy Minister of State Security last night in Pretoria at the National Press Club saying, you know, no evidence has been provided. You know, they've asked in multiple ways and the silence is deafening.
Well, then yesterday we heard that the UK and France and Canada and Australia all followed suit and issued the alert. So why are they taking it seriously or more seriously than we are?
Well, it's not to say that we're not taking it seriously. I mean, it is taken from what we've heard from our sources in various law enforcement agencies and state security agencies that we are taking the threat seriously or the information of the alert seriously. I mean, we've seen the UK, France and Canada and Australia react, along with Germany as well. But it's not the first time that the US has done this, you know, and gone and put out an alert. And then almost like dominoes, you see the other embassies following suit. So whether, you know, the Americans have shared information and intelligence with those embassies in those countries and not ours is unknown. I mean, we've gone to the Americans, we've asked them, have you got any further comments? You know, we've got these questions, and all they said is we're referring to all your questions and you, the media, to our statement on the website. There's nothing else that they are prepared to provide for whatever reason.
Yeah, another thing that I found concerning, Graham, I'll be very honest, as a citizen, is the statement from the minister in the presidency, Monique Gugubele, saying that they reject the threat. What does a rejection mean? For me, it sounds like just a word that might not have actual implications should something really go wrong. And if something does really go wrong, what would the implications of this rejection be?
Look, it would be egg on our face if God forbid, you know, something happens and, you know, you have a lone, because it could be anything. It could be a car bomb. It could be a lone wolf, as we've seen in Europe. It could be somebody just driving a vehicle into a large crowd. I mean, you've got no idea of knowing what it is because the Americans haven't said what it is. And if something does happen, I mean, we've got egg on our face because we would have been given ample warning. You know, the warning went out, the alert went out on Wednesday, early Wednesday. I mean, that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, it's almost, it's 3-4 days to do something about it. You know, the South Africans are saying that we are doing something about it. We're increasing security in the area. People are going to be safe. There's no need to panic. But, yeah, you know, if it does happen, and I think everybody's praying and hoping that it doesn't, we've got to go back to the drawing board and say, well, why didn't we listen? Why didn't we take the alert threat seriously And was there something that we could have done to stop it or potentially identify those behind the so-called threat and neutralize it?
All right, Graham. And another thing I think I want to know, and I think other people, other citizens want to know, is do we have the intelligence and the defense resources to respond to this kind of thing? I think we just don't hear, we don't hear much about South Africa's ability in this regard. And I think this is the one time where we want to know if something happens, if this becomes something that happens often in South Africa, can we respond?
Look, we haven't had a terrorist attack since early 2000s when you had Pagod and that. I mean, so, you know, any country is at risk. I mean, and you must remember, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, as the Americans claim, a global terrorism threat. It could be domestic terrorism. It could be, I mean, at this stage, we don't know anything about the threat. We don't know whether it's right-wing, left-wing, you know, fundamentalist, religious fundamentalist, some other guy who's just a crackpot. I mean, nobody knows anything about this threat, which is even more dangerous. I mean, you would expect there to be an elaboration on what the threat is. So we're all assuming, because it's an America is the target, it's going to be Islamic, you know, fundamentalism, be it the Islamic State, but nobody actually knows. So it's kind of like, here's a scary thing that's about to happen, but we can't tell you anything that's about to happen. We can't tell you anything about what's about to happen, except that it's about to happen. You know, to South Africa's credit, we haven't had anything since 2002 with Pagod. And they were successfully neutralized. You know, South Africa's been able to deal with right-wing extremism, recently dealing, successfully convicting a right-wing extremist from Mpumalanga who was sentenced to multiple life terms. So we have the ability to prosecute people. I believe that we have the ability to detect. I mean, our resources are limited, which is a problem. So you would expect our allies, wherever they are and whoever they are, to share information, as much information, to give us the upper hand. I mean, I think once we have that information, it's something that we can action on and deal with. You know, we've held multiple successful international events, from concerts to business events to sporting events, and nothing's gone wrong. You know, cases of terrorism have been detected down in KZN and the Western Cape, and we've had people sanctioned for terror financing. But yeah, unfortunately, the events have been few and far between and seem to have been dealt with effectively.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Graham. I think what I get from our discussion, though, is that the way the U.S. Embassy has given us this information and the lack of detail is really what's frustrating us in our process. That was Sunday Times investigative journalist Graham Hoskin.